Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after the short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for the Sick by Emma Danzi. James 5 verse 14 says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord." Whether it is a pesky, week-long cold during the start of the fall weather, a chronic illness, or a serious disease, we or people we know are living life today with sickness. God did not intend for us to be sick in this world. Our bodies were perfectly designed to be healthy and strong. However, when we sinned and darkness entered the world, unfortunately, sickness came to be. There are times in the Bible when people believed that a sickness was a punishment of sin. In John 9, Jesus is healing a blind man, and his own disciples asked who sinned in his family. John 9, verses 2 through 3 says, "And his disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God would be displayed in him.'" Of course, some sicknesses in this world can be a result of previous decisions made. However, the majority of the time, sickness is simply a result of the fall. However, I love how in John 9, Jesus points out that the blind man's parents never sinned for him to be born blind. He was given blindness so God's glory would be displayed. Today, we are going to pray this over those who are sick in our lives. Jesus did heal this man and give him sight, so he is still our healer, who can remove illnesses and diseases from this world. However, if he does not, we can know with confidence that he can use it for a purpose greater than ourselves. Let's pray. Jehovah Rapha, you are the God who is our healer. We come before you today on behalf of those in our lives who are sick. Lord, we know that you never wish for us to be sick, but you have allowed it in our sinful world. We pray that you would reveal your great comfort to them today. Help them to feel seen and cared for by you. Father, give them hope and gratitude even when in bed or stuck at home. Show them your love through other people as they look out at nature and in their times praying and reading your word. Give them a special sense of victory today. We pray for those who are dealing with serious illnesses. God, our hearts are burdened for them. We ask that they would know today that you are with them and have never left their sides. Give them continued hope and joy in the pain and suffering. Provide for them the best health care possible. Give them the finances that they need. Help those who are sacrificing to take care of them in this illness. Lord, enable them to reach out for help when they need it and not to allow pride to stand in the way. Give them your grace each day, and would you please do a miracle in their lives and heal them on this side of heaven? We pray no matter what, that you would show yourself in a special and personal way to them in their sufferings, and that you would be glorified in their midst. We pray for those who are feeling run down today. We ask that you would strengthen them and give them rest. God, you give sleep and restoration to those who are weary. You strengthen those who need energy. You care for the broken. We ask that even for the most minor of colds, that those who are sick today would be reminded that they are human and that you are their God. May they find humility and strength in knowing that you care for their needs and help them when they are down. Give them renewal and physical strength for anything they might need to accomplish this day. We thank you for caring for every need, whether great or small. You are the great physician. You are the healer. Do your work in the lives of the sick today. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day Audio Bible Podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day Audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.